Jennifer Harbury is a lawyer who has a Harvard Law degree. What she doesn't have is a husband. The Guatemalan army, backed by the CIA, assassinated him in the late 1990s. Arguing her own case before the High Court, Ms. Harbury claims that U.S. government officials lied to avoid telling her that they knew all about her husband's capture, torture, and death at the hands of the Guatemalan military. She says that had her government disclosed that her husband, who had been presumed to be dead, was actually being held secretly by the Guatemalan military, she could have gone to court in time to save his life. She even points out that the Army officer who ordered her husband's death was a paid U.S. intelligence asset. It's extraordinary for an attorney to argue a personal case before the Supreme Court. Unfortunately, nothing is extraordinary about this example of U.S. government behavior in Central America. It's a witch's brew of lies, duplicity, and secret, often illegal, buckaroo diplomacy. As early as 1954, the CIA sponsored and ran a coup that toppled a Social Democrat, Jacobo Arbenz, because his land reform policies annoyed United Fruit Company, a multinational American corporation that enjoyed access to the highest levels of the U.S. government. Stephen Schlesinger documents this shameful deed in the classic book, Bitter Fruit. In the 1990s, American-backed Contras in Nicaragua assassinated one of my constituents, Benjamin Lender of Portland, Oregon. Our government said Ben was killed in a firefight, along with several Sandinistas. Photographs I obtained proved to independent forensics experts that he had actually been shot in the temple at point-blank range. Perhaps you're asking how the U.S. justified backing fascist regimes in Central America. Simple. The regimes were clever enough to say they were anti-communist, and that was good enough for us. Well, Hitler was anti-communist, and we didn't back him, but we bankrolled his tin horn imitators in Central America. For this, Americans and others were murdered in cold blood. But even this may be the least of the consequences when our government wraps its foreign policy under a broad cloak of secrecy, as we may soon find out in the so-called war on terrorism. This is Les O'Coin.